In 1881, 15 children from the Wind River Indian Reservation were sent to the Carlisle Indian School in Pennsylvania. All were the children of chiefs, sent bearing gifts for their white educators. But only 6 of those children survived the experience. 3 were buried in the school cemetery. Now, as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards reports, the Northern Arapaho tribe has exhumed those graves so they could bring their ancestors home to be reburied.
On the Wind River Reservation, on the far edge of a windswept cemetery filled with white crosses and colorful flowers, a fresh mound blends in with all the others. It's surrounded with stones and gifts.
Little buckskin horse.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's a bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
And some tobacco pouches.
Olivia Washington bends down and arranges the gifts around a metal plaque with the name Horse. In the 19th century, Horse was the son of Chief Washington, and he was Olivia Washington's ancestor, only 9 when he was put on a cattle train to Carlisle Indian School. It's now an Army War College. In August, Olivia and her son Josiah traveled to Carlisle to see Horse's grave unearthed.
Josiah and myself went and sat in the cemetery so that we could watch the entire time. And, you know, we just kind of sat and said our prayers and talked a little.
Olivia says the War College showed respect and sensitivity to the tribe during the 2-week visit. But Olivia says it was traumatic to arrive at Carlisle because of the agonizing stories of physical and sexual abuse that survivors brought home. Yuvna Soldierwolf is the former Northern Arapaho Tribal Historic Preservation Officer who finally convinced the Army to let the tribe exhume the graves. Both Soldierwolf and Olivia Washington say it was the tour of the school prison that really brought home the reality of what children endured there. As Soldier Wolf walked down a hall.
En route was the, was the jail. We saw the jail.
Washington says that's where they held children when they were bad.
What they considered bad was the child spoke their native language, or like any child, maybe they didn't want to go to bed.
Washington and Soldier Wolf were on the same tour, along with tribal elders.
Having elders go through that tour was really difficult for them because they've gone to boarding school themselves.
As upsetting as it was, Soldier Wolf worked her whole life to go on this trip. When she was a girl, the federal government passed the Native American Graves Protection and Repatriation Act, or NAGPRA, and her tribal elders started talking about getting their ancestors back. She came across a book on NAGPRA.
I was like a teenager, and I was like, wow. When I got to the end of it, I was like, this empowered me. This book empowered me.
Soldier Wolf was empowered to use what she'd learned about NAGPRA to demand the graves be opened. This was personal. Her father's uncle, Little Chief, was buried there too. At first, the Army said no. That was a few years ago.
And they basically kind of told me, well, this is a historic site. This is a tranquil site. It's a place where we honor Native Americans. And I thought, wow, you know, I thought we were past this. Native Americans aren't out for exhibit. We're not for sale.
But after she wrote a second letter, the Army began working with her. It took months of moving up through military protocol, but finally the Army said yes. It was the first time they'd ever agreed to let a tribe exhume a grave. And the Army paid for everything, even the family's airfare. They brought the best archaeologists to examine the bones. The first 2, Horses and Little Chiefs, looked good. Males of about the right age. But when they got to the 3rd of Little Plume, Olivia Washington.
They found that there were 2 sets. The only way they knew that basically was they had 2 right hip bones.
The bones had to be put back and a new headstone placed there that read, Unknown. Soldier Wolf was devastated. She turned to an elder for comfort.
It was just so hard. I literally just fell in her arms and cried for a long time.
In the early 1900s, the cemetery had been moved from its original site to a much smaller plot to make room for a parking lot, mixing up some of the remains. Soldier Wolf says even the Army was disappointed, many of them in tears, as the tribe left with only 2 children instead of 3. Back in Wyoming, people turned out in large numbers for the ceremonies.
We treated it as a funeral because he and the other child were never given the traditional funerary rites that we give every one of our tribal members, you know, to show him where we honor him, we love him, We still care for you as this little boy who's coming back.
It's unclear whether the Army will continue to search for the third child, Little Plume. The War College declined to be interviewed for this story. But Christine Dindisi McCleave, director of the Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition, says the Army has made a small step to healing the historical trauma of the boarding school era.
It's great that the Army War College was willing to go through this process voluntarily instead of, you know, having to be drugged through a legal process using NAGPRA.
She says the government still needs to release the records of what really happened to the children. She says her organization submitted a Freedom of Information request, but has received nothing.
We think that's because they don't have full records. They didn't even keep good accounting of who these children were, where they came from.
Everyone interviewed agreed it's time for the government to cooperate and find what records exist wherever they are. Olivia Washington says it's frustrating that Horse's death certificate says the cause of death was only death. Her son Josiah agrees.
We just would like the truth. We deserve to know now. And that doesn't just go for our tribe, it goes for everybody else's tribe too.
Yufna Soldier Wolf now works for the Native American Boarding School Healing Coalition. She says in November, they're inviting tribes from around the country to Minneapolis to learn how they, too, can reclaim their ancestors' remains from boarding school cemeteries. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Melody Edwards.